Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
All right, Joe Rizzo back here in Milwaukee after this 5-0 Giants win over the Brewers. Before we get to the highlights, let's first go places with the Toyota out-of-town scoreboard. And around Major League Baseball, just one game is still in progress. It's in Seattle. The Mariners and the Oakland A's tie 2-2 in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Some finals from earlier today. The Cardinals get a road win. They're playing better baseball over the past couple of weeks. They beat the Reds 2-1. Another win for Tampa Bay, 6-3 over the Blue Jays. 37 wins now for the Rays this year. The Rockies win in a walk-off after Miami scored 4 in the top of the ninth to tie the game at 6. Rockies get an RBI single from Ezekiel Tovar in the bottom of the ninth and win 7-6 today at Coors. The Padres come from behind. A 3-run homer from Rougned Odor in the top of the ninth inning as they beat the Nationals 8-6. Some other finals, the Orioles in New York over the Yankees 3-1. Braves get an 8-5 win at home over the Phillies, and Pete Alonso hit his 19th home run of the season tonight. That leads baseball. The Mets pounded the Cubs at Wrigley 10-1. All right, here in Milwaukee, the Giants looking to bounce back after that sloppy loss yesterday, but on the whole, still a club playing great baseball here over the last week and a half or so, and that would continue tonight. Now, the story yesterday was the Giants probably having their worst defensive game of the season. 3 errors, there were other misplays. Well, they followed it up today with really one of their best defensive games of the year, and maybe the best catch that we've seen all season. Well, it happened in the bottom of the first with Scott Alexander on the mound as the opener and the former Giant to Darren Ruff at the plate. A one pitch, Ruff swings, it's a high, deep drive out to right center. It's hit well, Yastrzemski back on the track. Yaz leaps, and Yastrzemski makes the catch! What a play, Mike Yastrzemski! He takes a homer away from Darren Ruff, his former teammate. And that's out number 2. Wow.
Oh, man. That was awesome. I mean, a clean route to right center field. He found the fence, timed it perfect, and brought back a home run. The best part about it, he was super casual after he made the catch. He just started jogging back toward the infield. Nobody knew what was going on. What a play.
Yeah, the fourth time in Yastrzemski's career that he's robbed a home run. The very next hitter, Willy Adames, and more excellent defense from the Giants. Here's the 1-0. Adames swings, chops it weakly towards third. Charging in Davis with a bare hand, picks it up, throws to first. Got him! Wow, the Giants defensively. First Yastrzemski, now J.D. Davis with a bare-handed pickup. And a strong and accurate throw to first gets Adames by a half a step. And it's a 1-2-3 inning.
Yesterday.
Yeah, really the two best defensive plays of the night. We saw them both early, and a perfect inning for Alexander. Taylor Rogers was up next out of the bullpen. He was perfect, retired all 4 batters that he faced, including 3 via the strikeout. Then it was Jacob Junis. Junis got the final 2 outs of the bottom of the third, and then 2 quick outs in the bottom of the fourth. At that point, the 3 Giants pitchers had combined to set down 11 consecutive Brewers hitters to start the game. Finally, a base runner for Milwaukee, a 2-out double from Willy Adames. Yelich was intentionally walked, and then really a base running blunder with Brian Anderson at the plate Adames tried to steal third, but he left way too early, and Junis did one of those inside pickoff moves, and after a long rundown, Adames eventually went out of the baseline, caught stealing to end that bottom of the fourth. So it was still nothing-nothing. The Giants had some loud contact, but nothing to show for it against the veteran Julio Teheran, who was making his Brewers debut tonight.
Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
Dignity Health here, official healthcare provider of the San Francisco Giants. Winning is always a team sport, powered by great, dedicated fans. When everyone is all in, magic happens at the ballpark. When it comes to healthcare, the Dignity Health team at Dominican Hospital is all in too. Every day, the healthcare professionals at Dominican Hospital in Santa Cruz are ready to deliver exceptional, compassionate care to you and your family. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
Finally, in the fifth, the Giants would break through as with one out, Casey Schmitt singled. He then stole second, one of four steals for the Giants tonight, a season high. So Schmitt in scoring position with two down for Lamont Wade Jr. 3-2 pitch. He swings, lines it past Teheran and into center field, a base hit. Here comes Schmitt rounding third, heading home. He will score. As Weimer's throw in towards second, Lamont Wade Jr. comes through, a two-out RBI single. And the Giants are on the board first tonight. It's 1-0. Clutch hit from Lamont Wade Jr., part of a three-hit night for Wade at the top of the lineup. The Brewers threatened again in the bottom of the fifth as against Junis, Telez singled with two outs, and then Weimer worked a walk. But Sean Manaea came in. There was a left-handed hitter due up next, Bryce Terang. The Brewers decided to make a change and instead sent up a right-handed bat, the pinch-hitting Tyrone Taylor. And this was a big moment in the game as Manaea struck out Taylor to end the inning, left two on the bases. Manaea then returned to the mound in the bottom of the sixth, facing the top of the order, went three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts. His stuff was excellent tonight. And then it was Tyler Rogers in the bottom of the seventh, going three up, three down, included a strikeout of Christian Yelich. So still a 1-0 Giants lead. We went to the eighth. And the leadoff batter in that top of the eighth for the Giants was the red-hot Michael Conforto. A right-hander for the Brewers. Conforto, Davis, Yastrzemski due up here in the eighth for the Giants. Still with that 1-0 lead as Conforto swings and launches it high and deep out to right center. This one on its way. It is gone! Michael Conforto on the first pitch of the eighth inning launches one, and it's 2-0 Giants. Yeah, that ball was crushed 424 feet, 109 miles per hour off the bat. 11th home run of the year for Conforto, and a 2-0 lead. Giants, though, were still looking for more, and they would get the add-on runs. In that eighth inning, Yastrzemski with one out singled with two down. Blake Sable was hit by a pitch. And then it was the two kids, the two recent call-ups coming up with big hits. Up first, it was Casey Schmitt. A long set, now the 1-0. Schmitt swings, line drive, base hit into left center. And that one will split the outfielders. It'll roll to the wall. Yastrzemski has scored. Here comes Sable rounding third. He will score. And Casey Schmitt into second, a two-out, two-run double. It's 4-0 Giants. And then the very next hitter was the rookie catcher, Patrick Bailey. Looking for his first hit tonight. He's 0 for 3. Swings and smashes one fair. Right over the first base bag. It hits off the sidewall and caroms in towards shallow right. Schmidt's around third. He'll score, and Patrick Bailey has got an RBI double. And these kids can play.
The hump.
Patrick Bailey, 5-0.
The hump.
Yeah, so Schmidt and Bailey back-to-back run scoring doubles and a 5-0 Giants lead. John Brebbia then came on in the bottom of the eighth, worked around a two-out double, and then with still a five-run lead, Giants didn't have a need for their closer, Camilo Doval, tonight. So Brebbia went back out in the bottom of the ninth, did give up a two-out double to Yelich, but he would close it out. The very next hitter was Brian Anderson. A high set from the right-hander. The 2-2 is swung on and missed. He struck him out, and the game is over. And what a night for the Giants bullpen. A bullpen game and six relievers combine on a shutout, a four-hitter. The Giants break open a close game late, and they beat the Brewers in the opener of this series 5-0. Yeah, Alexander, Rogers, Junis, Manaea, Rogers, and Brebbia on a true bullpen night combine on a shutout, 5-0. The Giants get the win. Time now for the K-Counter, sponsored by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K. Donate your car today. Giants pitching 13 strikeouts in this shutout effort. Giants back to 500. They're right at the 50-game mark now of the season, and a record of 25-25. They have not spent a single day above 500 this year. They'll have a chance to make that happen, though, tomorrow as they look to win back-to-back games here in Milwaukee. Alex Wood will get the start for the Giants, the veteran Freddie Peralta for the Brewers, and first pitch a half hour later tomorrow, 5:10 Pacific, for Game 2 of this series. Our thanks again to Darren Chan, our on-site producer and engineer, Tim Webb and Rafael Corral, were our network coordinators. Our next broadcast is tomorrow afternoon. Pre-game coverage begins at 4:10. First pitch, 5:10. Baseball on the radio here, the Giants and Brewers from Milwaukee. For FP Santangelo, Dave Fleming, and Sean Estes, I'm Joe Rizzo. Thanking you for tuning in here this evening. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast, and we'll talk to you next tomorrow. Once again, the final score here from American Family Field. It was the Giants 5 and the Brewers nothing. You've been listening to Giants Baseball on the KNBR Northern California Honda Dealers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.